Today's What Do You Think program is brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
10 minutes past 10 o'clock, our guest in the studio today is Mandy Cole with the Sebring Chamber of Commerce. And we're going to be talking about an upcoming event this weekend. Seems every weekend in the area we have an event going on. The place to be this weekend is Sebring, as they have their Firefighter Appreciation Weekend and Smoke and Sauce Contest. Sounds like a good time for all, belly full. It is the second year for the water ball tournament, I understand, but the first year for the sauce.
Yes, first year for the smoke and sauce contest, second year for the water ball tournament. Last year, the water ball tournament was in September. It was a little cold and rainy, so we moved it to July, hoping to have a better turnout and better weather. It's supposed to be 88 on Saturday, so bring the kids out. We have an inflatable carnival for the kids, free inflatable carnival, and one of the inflatables is going to be a big water slide, so...
Okay, this is coming up Saturday. Where will it be?
It'll be at the Moore Shoreline parking lot right on M25.
So everybody going through town is going to be able to see it and,
stop in.
Okay. And it's right on the grounds there. Everything's happening pretty much in one spot.
Huh? All in one spot, yep. It's all happening right at Moore Shoreline's parking lot, right on M25. The tent for the sauce contest will be there. Water ball tournament will be there. And all the inflatables all in one area.
Excuse me. Do you pay just to get in and then you're in, or is there things you have to do as you go there?
You pay to get in to the sauce contest to eat wings, and the inflatables are free for the kids, and as is watching the water ball tournament. The actual tent for the sauce contest, if you come the day of, it's $7 to get in, and that includes 5 wings, a bag of chips, and a bottle of water or pop, and extra wings are available for a small fee. It's a fundraiser for 6 local groups, and we're hoping to have a great turnout so that some of these area youth groups and other groups can profit off of some hot sauces and sauces. And
okay, the water ball tournament. Can you explain what that is for someone who may not understand what it is? I mean, you know, I think I could think of a water balloon tournament. You could throw it and not get splashed, but this is a whole different thing.
Yeah, water ball tournament is the fire departments will be, there's 7 fire departments, 7 different teams from around the thumb. They will be dressed in full gear, I think. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It's going to be pretty hot for them, but they'll be dressed in full gear, and what they have is a big rope, a big ball. It's very heavy. I can't remember how much it weighs, like probably 100 pounds or more. And they point their, each team on either side has their fire hoses, and whoever gets the big heavy ball across the line first wins. So there's 7 teams, so it's entertaining, it's fun, and I'm sure the crowd might get a little spray and get a little wet from it. So
the mist may be refreshing.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. But it's kind of like then tug of war.
Except pretty much.
You're shooting the ball back
yes.
and forth with the stream of water. You have to be accurate with hitting it and
yes.
the right angle and everything else. And,
yep.
And maybe if they're doing too good on the other side, you just splash them and that knocks them off.
Most likely. I don't know. I saw it a couple of times now, and it's interesting to watch, and it gets a little, it's competitive because, you know, it's between the fire departments, the town, you know, we have Sebring and Unionville, and I'm pretty sure... I'm not sure if Ubley is coming, but there's several from the Thumb area, and so they get a couple from Vassar, so they get pretty competitive about it. So.
And do they have to bring their own trucks, or do they just kind of hook up to the
nope,
hydrants? Or
nope, Sebring, we hook up the Sebring truck to the hydrant, and we provide the fire department. Sebring Fire Department provides the hoses and everything. They guys just bring their gear and...
An attitude,
yes.
Well, then if you have a Sebring team, they're going to claim favorites because you're giving them more pressure.
No.
It's sportsmanship.
Yeah, it's
sportsmanship.
It's good. It's just good fun, and the guys, they just like to come out and have a good time, and And hopefully that helps benefit all of us that are involved in this weekend. So
now it starts at 1 o'clock for people to view. There's registration at noon. Is that just for the people participating in it?
Or? Yeah, that's just for the teams that are coming for the water ball tournament. Registration at noon. The inflatables will begin at 1 o'clock, noon 1 o'clock also. They'll be up and ready to roll. And 1 o'clock, the water ball tournament actually begins, as does the sauce contest. So.
And for the layperson who's never watched this, about how long does it take to do a round of water ball? Is it changed depending on how fast the team is good to get it across?
Yeah, kind of like a volleyball tournament, I guess. Depends on how fast and how competitive and how accurate. I think last year they had five teams in it. Lasted a couple of hours, I think. So it should, you know, it'll be a good afternoon of entertainment.
And does that mean the people are like on the sides? You know, they have the two facing each other, and the people are on either side of it, or at least one side of it, so they kind of can see all the action as close as possible.
Yep. You'll be able to see both sides of it. Basically, if you're watching a volleyball or a tennis match, you'd be able, you know, same thing, kind of.
Oh, okay. Is this something that's becoming more popular as far as...
I think so, with fire departments, yes. I know the Vassar guys are very competitive with it.
No, not firefighters. They're just... And again, this is going to be in the parking lot, Moore Shoreline,
Yep. Where
all the action's going on. The smoking sauce contest, tell us a little bit about that. What type of sauces are going to be coming? Because, you know, there are people who have preferences, and some like it hot, some not so hot.
Well, we took that into consideration when picking out the sauce flavors. We have a garlic parmesan, a sweet heat barbecue, a regular barbecue, the sweet chili, which is an Asian sauce, a hot buffalo, and a hotter than you know what sauce.
So you can get your fill of the hottest of the hot if you wish.
Yeah, but I don't think it'll be the hottest you could eat in the area. But it'll be hot. It'll have some spice to it.
And who's doing the judging on this? Is it
the general public? You get to whenever you buy. You know, if you're in the door, you will have little ballots, and you just vote for your favorite sauce, and whoever has the favorite sauce at the end just wins bragging rights, and they get their sauce featured at the Dairy Barn in Sebring for the week.
And the sauces, are they from individuals or are they being sponsored by groups, like a church or something?
Groups. The groups that will be profiting off of all this is a fundraiser. The sauce contest is all a fundraiser for six area groups. One is the 4-H Club, the Catholic Church of Sebring, the Moravian Church Youth Group of Unionville, the Ladies Auxiliary of Unionville, the group from the Burns Art Gallery in Sebring, and a group representing Mott Children's Hospital. So there's five local groups and then one for Mott Children's Hospital.
And do they split evenly or do they get it based on how well they did with the sauce?
Well, both. Not really split evenly. They get a percentage of how many pre-sale tickets they've sold. So the more pre-sale tickets they sold, the more money they make. And then the day of, they will get a cut off of everyone that comes into the door. And then that part of it, the day of, it will be split evenly between the groups the day of on Saturday. But the pre-sale tickets was where they would generate most of their money from. So.
And how would you get a pre-ticket before the event? Do you have to seek out these organizations, or is there an easier way to do that?
Well, you'd have to seek out the organizations, one, but two, you can come and get them at the Dairy Barn in Sebring or at Moore Shoreline in Sebring, and that would kind of go in the pool for all the groups individually. So, okay. But the groups did very well selling. We have almost 200 tickets sold.
Oh.
So.
But you save a little with a pre-purchase. Couple of bucks.
Yes, $2. It's $5 pre-sale tickets and $7 at the door, which is still a great deal because it's all a fundraiser. And like I said, you get five wings, a bag of chips, and a bottle of water or pop with every ticket that you buy.
So. Is there anything for the kids? They don't always like the hot sauces.
There'll be hot dogs for the kids, too. Yep, we thought of the kids, too, because we know we'll have the free inflatables, so there'll be lots of kids there. So we'll have hot dogs and chips and, you know, water and pop for the kids, too. So.
you know, their taste buds aren't always as acclimated as the older ones to the hot stuff.
Right. Well, we have the garlic parmesan and barbecue sauce swing, so those aren't hot.
But they're not hot dogs.
No, they're not hot dogs. Kids like hot dogs. Yes, they do.
Let's take a break, and we'll be back in 60 seconds.
If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. After all, you know how tricky insurance can be. Did you remember to add that new planter you bought? What about the truck? Did you switch that over? The equipment you'll be using will need to be added. If you're a farmer, you should know Farm Bureau Insurance. Because Farm Bureau Insurance works with you to get all your needs taken care of. From the implements and trucks to the insurance on your workers, your local Huron County Farm Bureau agent will walk with you every step of the way. If you're a farmer and you don't know Farm Bureau Insurance, call one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents today. It could just be one of the most important calls you make. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Contact one of your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents, Deb McBride or Corey Vollmer in Elkton, Casey Yan in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, Tim Fritz in Bad Axe, or Bill Weitzel in Pigeon.
Michigan, my Michigan.
We have our guest in the studio today, Mandy Cole, Sebring Chamber of Commerce. We are talking about the upcoming Firefighter Appreciation Weekend. They have the Water Ball Tournament, the Smoke and Sauce Contest. If people are interested, where can they get more information? Is there a website or some place they can go to pick up a little more on this?
We do have a Facebook page. Sebring Firefighter Appreciation Weekend is the name of the Facebook page. If they need to call, they can call me at the Dairy Barn, 989-883-2421. I would give my cell phone, but you know, lovely cell phones don't have a signal all the time. So you can call the Dairy Barn or you can call Moore Shoreline for more information.
I see you brought in a flyer for me to look at, so I assume there's flyers around
yep,
town, too?
Yep, there's flyers all over Sebring. Like I said, just a phone call away or on Facebook, and we'll get any questions answered that needs to be answered.
And again, that's coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday, the 16th.
For the public, basically starts at 1. For the people participating, they need to get there a little earlier to register.
Correct.
Okay, and it's all on M25, Moore Shoreline, so easy to find in town, too.
Absolutely.
Now, you were saying as we were in the break there that there are some other things coming up in Sebring. This isn't the end of all the activities in town.
Nope. August 19th through the 21st, we have the annual softball tournament. It's put on by the Lions and Rotary Clubs of Sebring, and it's traditional softball tournament, good time, right at the park.
Is that something that you typically get a lot of teams from all over participating?
Yes.
Or is it a more of a local event?
Nope,
where
there's
teams, bragging rights?
No, there's teams from all over, but yes, bragging rights are definitely a must. especially in the A division, they're very competitive. that's August 19th through the 21st, with also the farmers market happening on August 20th, and that will be downtown. That's the fourth annual this year. So,
and that's downtown in the park, or is that
nope,
along
downtown
the street,
along the street, main, right on Center Street.
So the if main you take, drag.
Yep, if you take Main Street down to Center, you'll find it.
And is that something that's growing every time?
Yeah,
you do it?
Yep. It's grown quite a bit. It's only the fourth year, but it's growing. There's a petting zoo. There's entertainment down at the park, right next to the river. A great little Mueller Rise Park there. There'll be singers and music, entertainment all day. There's a kids' fishing tournament off of the bridge right there downtown. And there'll be vendors, arts and crafts vendors, and farmers, produce vendors also.
And this will be all after the Army Corps of Engineers have done their stuff to make downtown a little easier to access.
Hopefully. They're still working on that.
Does your Farmers Festival like to feature local
Yes.
people?
Yeah, there's lots of locals, but lots of out-of-town, too. There's a lot of arts and crafts from out-of-town, out of the area, and there's a lot of locals from for the produce.
When you're that late in the season, you start getting the local produce coming.
Yes,
in,
yeah,
in
perfect timing.
Numbers.
Yep. And also on the Saturday, the 20th of this weekend, is they put the new volleyball courts in and had the first tournament there on Sugar Festival weekend. They're planning on doing another one that day. So if anybody's interested in playing beach volleyball, August 20th, what's on Facebook? It's on the Chamber, Sebring Chamber of Commerce Facebook, And also you could call Renee Crum at 883-9099. She is the one that coordinates the volleyball tournament.
Lots of things happening in town throughout the summer in Sebling. You moved up the water ball tournament from September. Anything late season pondering, or is that still in the works?
October, we always have the first Thursday evening in October is the Moonlight Madness. And then in November, we'll have the, I think it's the November 19th, the Saturday, we'll have our Christmas Open House Day, and we're going to be doing a first annual lighted Christmas parade, too.
Things are happening in Sebling.
Yes.
And all that action for the remainder of the year starts this coming weekend.
Yes. Don't miss it this weekend. It's going to be a smoking good time.
That's why you call it the Smoking Contest.
Smoking Sauce Contest, Firefighter Appreciation Weekend. It's going to be a good time. It's all a fundraiser for these local groups and the fire department, and we're all involved in it, all pulling together to make this a great event this weekend.
I appreciate you taking time today to let people know about it. Again, that's coming up this Saturday, Moore Shoreline Parking Lot in Sebling, right along M25. If you want more information, you can contact Mandy at the Dairy Barn, or Moore Shoreline also can get you pre-purchase tickets to the event. Save yourself a couple of bucks on those wings that are going to be so tasty. I do want you to stay tuned. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news.
Today's What Do You Think program was brought to you by your local Huron County Farm Bureau agents. Bill Weitzel in Pigeon, Corey Vollmer and Deb McBride in Elkton, Casey Yon in Harbor Beach or Ubley, Deb Croswick in Unionville, and Tim Fritz in Bad Axe. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.